Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning and welcome. Welcome to everybody. Great to have you. Little Matchbox, thank you. Very nice.
You requested it, yeah?
I did. I said
they were playing it in the building. Is that why?
No, I didn't hear it. I was just thinking about it.
Oh, you were just singing on your own?
No, I was singing something else.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Always singing whatever they're playing in the building.
Yeah. No,
right
no.
Up your alley, that music, yeah.
So 102.7 is that's in my zone there, their songs. And
you have a wide range of music, though. I will give you credit.
I tell Kenny, I go see Kenny Walker. Kenny, man, I love that song. Kenny Walker, I love that song. Oh, yeah, Joe, we play it 5 times a day. Thank you, man. Mm. I love that song.
Does he ever get upset when you butcher the words to all the songs?
No, they're used to it. Okay. They're used to the fact that.
Because you just make up your own words as you go. No. Mostly.
I go by all the stations that have music, right?
Which is all of them.
And all of them. So I start singing whatever the song is.
Uh-huh.
And they go, Joe, stop. You don't know the words. And yeah. But sometimes, it was close.
But you do have a wide range, though. Like, you'll listen to country. I know you like Power 96.
I listen a little bit of everything. I like the new Power 96. It's got
the throwback Power 96.
Yeah.
That's a little more up our alley.
Some of that stuff, some of that stuff's. I'm not saying I'm not clean, but little out there for me, you know. My kids listen to all that stuff, though. Crazy, crazy world. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff here to get to. I wanted to bring this up, man. I'm lucky enough. Woody's not, with two little guys in the house running around full of way too much energy, and I don't have that. But I got to tell you, watching those baseball games, they start at 1 o'clock. I didn't even see I got no shot on the West Coast game. I have no shot to watch the Dodgers and Reds. None.
All you needed to see was the first inning. Lead off batter, man.
Well, not only that, they hit 5 home runs.
Yeah.
Shohei hit 2 of them. They're going to be a tough out, by the way. That will be.
Yes.
That'll be a tough one.
I think.
But I got to tell you, man, I don't even care about that, because all I need to do, the energy and the Yankees and Red Sox, especially in the playoffs, is just amazing. Just to see Yankee Stadium full, everybody into it, you know, obviously very knowledgeable fans about everybody and what everybody can do. And managers in these games are under such a microscope of every move, right? Whether a pinch hit, you're pinch hitting for somebody, you put somebody in for defensive purposes late in the game, or the big one, you take your starter out and you bring in a relief pitcher. And in this case last night, Max Fried, their big offseason lefty, he was good. He was real good last night. He leaves in the seventh inning. They take him out of the game with one out in the seventh. They're up 1-0, and they bring in Luke Weaver, who goes out and gives up walk, a double, and a single. And just like that, the Yankees are down 2-1, going to lose 3-1 in the game. And so you can imagine, nobody's talking about the Jets today. I can promise you that. They're talking about friggin' Aaron Boone taking out a guy that had it rolling. What the hell are you doing? It's amazing. It's cool as hell, man. And they're up there, and then some guys didn't start. I see our old, what was our old guy's name that we had from the outfield that was playing for the Marlins? They traded to the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, that'd be Jazz Chisholm. He didn't take that very well.
He didn't take it very well, saying, I wanted to be in the lineup. And, well, we had to load it up the other way, and so he wasn't real happy. But nothing. They're all over Aaron Boone. And, look, whatever move you make, if it doesn't work, you're in that market, especially with the Yankees, where expectations – if you're Dodgers or Yankees, is to win it all, right? There's anything else is.
No, I can only imagine they lose today. That thing's going to be a mess.
That's it. Oh, my God.
They'll kill them.
And by the way, the other group that's under a little heat in these big markets of baseball are superstars that don't play like superstars. In this case,
you're calling out Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, my God, a 200 batting average in the playoffs. MVP in a regular season, playoffs. Remember last year he dropped a routine fly ball?
He was terrible last year in the playoffs. Stanton carried him. He was really good, but
now there's nobody going to take Stanton over Judge.
No.
For the whole thing, but yeah.
I know.
I don't think Stanton feels any pressure because it's Judge's
Maybe
team.
He doesn't, yeah.
He just sits over there as a DH knowing that if he goes out there, he's going to get hurt. So he stays in there and he just swings a bat.
How many years have you been taking shots at that dude?
Guy used to what get
did he,
hurt.
Did he do something to you?
No, but I never
did you
seen,
have a bad run-in with him down
I've
here?
I've never seen such a physical-looking guy. I mean, one of the great bodies.
Yeah.
Big physical-looking guy, got scholarships for football.
He's injury-prone.
He runs the first and he gets hurt. Sport, like, yes. How'd you get hurt last night? He goes, I was jogging to first base. Jeez.
He's got bad hamstrings or something.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, he's quietly, and he's sneaking up on, got a ton of home runs.
He is one of the biggest, strongest dudes I've ever
seen. Oh, no, he's still.
We used to go down there and cover games. He is one of the largest human beings I've ever
been
in
front
of.
He also hits home runs a country mile.
Yeah.
To this day.
But he is, I mean, you talk about a jacked athlete. Yeah, he was. He's right up there.
He's it. And by the way, he clearly picked the right sport because he has made a zillion dollars over, what, being a tight end out of USC.
I'm guessing he wouldn't have had a long football career.
No. Now that we you can't run to first, you definitely can't play in the NFL.
Yeah.
No, there's
put him on the kickoff. Talk about player safety.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible. Just that terrible.
Might be on the IR quickly, huh? On that group.
Can you imagine him playing football?
He's a hell of an athlete, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not, but you are right. He does seem to get hurt a lot.
Oh man. He'll get on a roll, and you're going, all right, we got him back in the lineup. And then they go, oh,
yeah,
back to the DL. Okay, he's going to be out a while, maybe a little longer than we want. But
you
want
to give us your baseball picks today? You're on a roll, by the way.
No, I'm not. I know I missed a bunch yesterday.
I think you went 2-for-2, but that they're 2-of-2, but that's okay. 2-and-2 is okay. That's a push where we come
all
from.
Right, so
you got Cleveland and Detroit. That game's at 1 o'clock today.
Cleveland
minus 130 on the money line.
Cleveland evens up that series today.
Okay, Cubbies. Do the Cubbies end it? That game is at 3:08.
Padres get game 2.
Okay. Interesting money line on that one, by the way. Cubs are minus 115. Padres minus 105. Yankees are minus 180 on the money line here. 6 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Boston plus 150.
Yankees got to come back and win.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
At least get to the third damn game.
Dodgers are massive favorites here, minus 275.
Forget about it. They'll play home run derby again today for 5 more home runs.
Yeah, we're putting money on Ohtani today. Anytime homer.
Really?
Yeah. It's got to happen again, right?
He does hit them in bunches.
Yeah. He's hot.
By the way,
he's hot, you ride the big horse.
He is clearly the best player in baseball. Not up for debate.
Yes.
You agree?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Plus, he pitches.
Yeah, he's also the most exciting player in baseball.
Plus, he gives
too.
You 5 innings throwing at 100 miles an hour. Yeah, and he's really like, fun let's to not
watch.
Overdo it.
He is very fun
I
to
couldn't
watch.
Believe they let him come back and pitch, to be honest. That was a surprise. Bo loves
it. You were
it.
Really upset about that.
Well, because Bo, my buddy out there, he's always, well, man, it's what you can do in Little League. Why can't you do it? You can do it in high school. Why can't I go, Bo? Got to keep him healthy, man.
Yamamoto's going today for LA.
They got a whole bunch of guys can go. They're going to be fine. Hey, we got to go to break here because we got Brian Baldinger going to join us. We got a lot of stuff going on in the NFL. My God, a lot of stuff. Is Cincinnati? Now check that. It's Baltimore and Cincinnati. Either one of them going to make the playoffs?
They both seem cooked at the moment, don't they?
Man, don't they?
Now, you did this, in fairness, you did this to the Chiefs about 7 days or so ago. You said the Chiefs are absolutely done. And the Chiefs look like the best team in football last weekend.
No, they don't look like the best team. But
who looked better than the Chiefs last weekend? Answer me that one.
Well, the best team in football is the
don't
team
dance
that's
around.
No, Buffalo.
You were just a little bit off.
Buffalo.
Oh, come on. They were in a dogfight with New Orleans.
Did you see Red Zone have them in the fourth quarter?
They were in a battle, bro. What's that guy? Spencer Rattler was carving them up.
All right. We'll see.
Buffalo's got some weaknesses. You got to
admit.
Yeah,
they're not a perfect team. Oh. Not perfect on one side of the football for sure, defensively. Yeah.
Chiefs got a good defense, too. That's the other thing.
I got to tell you, at least the Dolphins on the right side. You don't want to be in the NFC. You want to be in the AFC right now. It's crazy. We'll talk to Baldy about all that stuff coming up here. It's hurricane season, and you probably know that. And you still see good luck to the Bahamas today, matter of fact, speaking of that talk.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.